It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Thanks for tuning in, Lakeshore Public Radio. We're sitting here in live in the studios in Merrillville. You're joining us here on Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick, for another episode. The way it works around here is we want you to call in, 769-9577, 769-9577. And today we have the ladies from Balm's Natural Foods out of Highland and Merrillville in the studio here live. And they got some gift cards. They want you to get healthy. Me and Sharon want you to feel good. And this is the place to go into and start feeling good.
Yeah, and not just because it's Friday, but because you feel good.
What do you mean? You always feel better on Friday, Sharon?
Yeah, I do. I really do. And it's just something about the vibe of Friday.
Yeah.
You know?
I wonder if that's like that in every country you go to.
But, yeah, whatever their Fridays are, I mean, you know, they probably work, what do they work, the same schedule as we do?
I don't know.
Or they work less, I bet.
Yeah, there's some places, you know, they nap all afternoon.
That's true.
And then they wake up.
Yeah.
And then they party. And then they go home and nap again.
I want to get my work day done. I don't want to nap in the middle of it. I want to go and get the work day done.
I know.
And then go home and chill.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're into the lentil season now.
Yes.
So at my place, we're having a fish fry. So everyone out there, join us at Chef Nick's. I mean, we only have carry out, but we're doing a fish fry.
Fish fry. That's the big thing. That's so fun. Like, I remember a little kid going to the VFW fish fry.
So you know what it is? You know,
that was like,
you know what today is National Tartar Sauce Day?
I did not know that.
Yes. I mean, it's fitting.
It is fitting. I've kind of gotten into not eating tartar sauce with my fish. Like, maybe just putting some lemon on it.
That's
lemon juice.
Well, lemon juice is always tasty.
You know,
I like lemon juice with my fish.
You're Greek. You got to like lemon. That's a
little. Yeah. Well, actually, I just eat a little fish with my lemon.
Exactly.
That's how you do it.
Oh, yes.
And you know, it's also national. I was looking into it. Eyelash Day.
Who makes these things up?
Eyelash Day. Why is?
I think I'm going to make up a day. I think it's International Cat Day.
Kate, oh, I'm sure there is one. Yeah. I'm sure there's a cat day
somewhere.
Bring your
cat to work day.
Bring your cat to work. Well, you know what we need to do is we got to jog out to Balm's Natural Foods.
Make me do this.
You need a jog. We need. I know there's a lot of snow out there. Okay. I don't have snowshoes for us.
Well,
but first, we got to jog over to Highland and pick up Lauren, and I'll just put her on the sled in the back. I got a rope around me. And then we're going to go to Merrillville because it's a little bit closer to the studio and pick up Leslie from the other Balm's Natural Foods. I mean, it's a lot of work to get these people into the studio, Sharon.
How can you
I mean, you think they're just going to come and just walk here and drive here?
When you're running, you're like sitting here running. Oh, I was born in the log cabin that my father built. I'm not even out of breath.
I am a little out of breath. Okay, we got both girls here. And now we are at the studios here, Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, right in front of the studios. And you know, you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
You sure you're good?
I think so.
You need some tartar sauce?
No.
No tartar sauce.
I need my inhaler.
All right. So today we have Balm's Natural Foods here. I mean, it's like snowy. We don't see the sun too much. It's been cold. We thought we'd bring some people here to bring us some sunshine outside our bodies and some sunshine to come inside our bodies. How's that sound, Sharon? To warm you up.
It sounds very sunny and warm.
I like that. That's what we need.
A lot of water and sunlight.
But we want you to call in 769-9577, 769-9577, and join Lauren and Leslie from Balm's Natural Foods. Ask them some questions, and we have gift cards for you, too.
Well, you have gift cards. Should we play it?
Go ahead.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Here.
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Okay, folks, you heard all those instructions
mm-hmm.
Sharon gave you, so give us a call in while we talk to the ladies from Balm's Natural Foods. So, ladies, how you guys doing?
Good. Good to be back.
I'm glad to have you back. This is what Leslie told me, their fourth time So you know they're my favorites.
Oh, I know. Well, you gotta I don't think we've ever had healthy people here at the beginning of the year.
Have we ever had anyone on four times?
You know, you're asking me to remember?
I don't. You have a problem. You know what? Leslie has something for that for you, Sharon.
We do. We have a whole brain section.
Oh.
So there you go.
And then we got Lauren here. And
yeah,
she's
you're sitting right here. I can ask you anything.
And we have Lauren here. She's from the Highland Store. How you doing, Lauren?
Good.
Thanks for joining us on this day.
Thanks for having us.
Okay. So, ladies, why don't we go a little bit of background? Leslie, why don't you give us a little bit of history about Baum's Natural Foods?
Well, this is our 40th year in,
That's crazy, business.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, that is great.
That's kind of unheard of for a small business these days. Mm-hmm. So
that's really cool.
Norma Baum started the stores back in 1981. She started with one, and then it grew and it grew and it grew. And then a few years ago, her daughter, Robbie and Boric, took over the stores. Unfortunately, Norma passed away just before Christmas this year.
Oh, sorry.
She missed our 40th anniversary by a little bit, but yeah, 40 years.
How long have you been with Baum's?
I'll be 22 years this year.
And you, Lauren?
I think 13 this year.
Wow. We got a lot of experience here.
Long time.
So what I want to talk about is, or what we're going to talk about is all the natural things that you have and some holistic items and maybe some mechanical items that you guys sell to make us feel better and healthier. So, Leslie, can you break down the store for us? I mean, if you were to take the store and cut it up into pies, how does it kind of shape out?
Well, we have, like if you walk in the door, you'll walk into where like the multivitamins are. So that's kind of like the first pie. And then we have fish oils in another pie, and then we have herbs in another pie, and we have cosmetics in another piece of the pie, and then we have our juice bar. We do ion cleanses, so we have little like services that we do. Highland has massage and reflexology. We don't have that in Merrillville because I got an office, so we don't have room for a massage there. But
I mean, you have a desk that somebody could be throwing on, right? No? Okay.
If need be. Wouldn't be the first time, I guess.
So how many SKUs do you guys have, you think?
Thousands.
Just 1,000? Now, is both stores, Lawrence, set up sort of the same? So if you went to Leslie's store?
No, they're a little different.
They're a little different? Who has more items? Who carries more?
I think we carry about the same. The Merrillville store is just a little bit bigger than the Highland store. But we carry pretty much the same thing in both stores.
So, Lauren, what would you describe the atmosphere like when you walk in the Baum's?
Well, people always say it smells good.
Okay. And why does it smell? You looked at me pretty seriously when you said that. But why does it smell so good?
We have a diffuser, so we run natural essential oils. So it's not like an air freshener or anything, but it's a nice natural essential oil scent.
Now, is the place set up like, I'm just trying to draw a picture for people out there. Is it set up like a grocery store where it's just aisle after aisle, or is it kind of got a little bit of texture to it, I want to say?
Texture is a good word. Yeah, it's not really set up like a grocery store, but, you know, it's more homey. Mm-hmm. It's more inviting than a grocery store.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a friendly atmosphere. Mm-hmm. You're going to come in and see our smiling faces. Well, you're not going to see our smiling faces right now. We're smiling under our masks,
right.
I promise. We're smiling with our eyes. But we're going to welcome you, and it's like a family, and we want to help you and ask you questions and find out what you came in for. And so it's very friendly, and it smells good, and it's inviting.
Mm-hmm. It makes you feel safer.
I would say so.
When you walk in, you feel like it's got a homey, safe feeling.
Well, you know, it's kind of like when you walk in, you feel like you're walking into a place where people know what they're doing.
And we'll get, you know what, about the COVID, that's what I want to talk about. We'll just get that out of the way now.
Sure.
How's that affected you guys? How have you been dealing with
emotionally
that?
Or business-wise?
Both.
I mean, are you still at the curbside service? Are you letting people in?
We have always let people in. We haven't locked our doors at all. Mm-hmm. We did limit people for quite a while. You have to wear a mask. There are no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Put a mask on before you come in. We do curbside service. If you would like to do that, just give us a call. We'll get everything ready. You don't even have to get out of your car. We'll bring it out and put it right in the car for you.
Now, with this COVID, is there anything that you guys, I know it's this virus that is new, but is there anything that you guys carry that could help your immune system towards it or anything like that?
Well, we have been selling a ton of vitamin D and zinc. And those are even things that people are coming in for because their doctors told them to get it for helping your immune system against COVID.
So is there, Leslie, is there a vitamin or a nutrient or something out there that makes vitamins like the zinc and stuff work better in your body?
There are, like, when you take a vitamin D, I get this a lot. People will come in and I'm like, well, when do you take your vitamin D? And they'll say, I take it in the morning right when I wake up. Well, are you taking it with coffee? Are you taking it with food? Vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin, so you want to take it with some food that has some fat in it. Otherwise, you're not going to absorb it. It's not going to do you any good. So a lot of people don't know that. They just, you know, I took my vitamin D. Well, how did you take it?
And most people will want to take their zinc with food, too, because it can have the potential of giving some people, like, an upset stomach. So go ahead and take that with your food, too.
I don't go near zinc without food in my stomach.
How does zinc help you?
Zinc actually helps to... It's essential for the immune system. And it keeps that virus from... It helps to keep the virus from attaching to a cell. It can't get into a healthy cell if your body has a lot of zinc present.
Really?
And another interesting thing is people who are zinc deficient, if you lose your sense of taste or smell, you're usually really deficient in zinc.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What if you already have COVID and you take zinc?
That's great. Take it.
Anytime you have a cold or flu or even COVID, something like zinc could help you have lesser symptoms or shorten the duration of time that you have symptoms.
So I'm the guy off the street. I walk in. I'm always feeling tired. I'm not saying I'm unhealthy, but, you know, I need something. What do you suggest for people? What kind of regimen? Do you have like, hey, this guy walked in. You know, we don't really know him, but, you know, these are the essential things that you should start with every day.
Yeah, we call that our foundational four.
Okay.
And it's something that we think.
I want to see if I fit into this because I do take things every morning.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So,
tell me.
A multivitamin.
I do.
A good whole food multivitamin. Fish oil.
I do.
Probiotics.
I do.
And enzymes.
Now, that's what threw me off. What do you mean, like yeast or something like that?
No, digestive enzymes.
Okay.
So, like when you
the
eat
probiotic doesn't work in that way?
No, they're two different things.
Okay.
When you eat an apple, that apple is packaged with enzymes in it, so it helps it break it down when you eat it. So anything you pull off of a shelf in a grocery store that comes out of a box, they strip the enzymes out of it so that it doesn't rot. That's
okay.
How things can sit on a shelf for 2 years without expiring. They take the enzymes out. It's not going to break down. So when you're eating a lot of packaged foods and a lot of cooked foods, it kills the enzymes in the food. And that's when it sits in your stomach and you get bloated and you get gassy and all that fun stuff.
This is what, processed foods?
Yeah.
Okay.
So when you take a digestive enzyme along with foods that you eat, it breaks that food down so that it's not sitting there. And
so an enzyme comes in a tablet. And how is it labeled?
Oh, it'll be called a digestive enzyme. And
that's how it's labeled, digestive enzyme.
And then we would recommend you take that before a meal to help you break down those foods and absorb them.
I am going to buy that.
I had a friend bring me vegan zinc. I'm sorry.
That's vegan zinc?
Yeah.
It just means it's extracted from plants.
Okay.
What's zinc?
When I had
COVID. Do you know how deep it goes? I mean, what is it extracted from zinc? I mean, I look at zinc as like eating a bar of metal or something.
It's a mineral. Yeah. So it can come. But when a plant grows, it extracts those minerals from the soil. So then they take the zinc from the plants instead of just going into the soil and digging up the metal. They take the zinc right from the plant. So it's not so harsh. It's easier to absorb.
Folks, we're sitting here on 89.1 FM. Let's Eat. We're talking with the ladies from Balm's Natural Foods. Balm's has a unit in Highland. They have one in Maryville. We have Leslie and Lauren here. And we're talking all about trying to be healthy, stay healthy, making yourself feel good. So call in 769-9577, 769-9577, and get a gift card from Balms Natural Foods. Do you guys get special training? I mean the knowledge that you have in your brains about, because there's how many different supplements you think there are? I mean, not like, you know, this guy makes vitamin C and that guy makes vitamin C. I'm saying just vitamin C, vitamin D. How many different supplements are there out there? And you guys have to know this stuff.
Tons. And how many different forms of vitamin C are there?
Oh, really?
It's not just vitamin C. It's what kind of vitamin C. Mm-hmm.
So how do you gain all the knowledge? I mean, Lauren, do you read up a lot? Leslie, do you go to a lot of seminars? What do you guys do?
It's like a lot of continuing ed, maybe?
A lot of continuing education, but we bring a lot of the experts into the store to do trainings with all of the employees. So you're not going to just walk in and, you know, have to talk to your expert. Everybody's an expert because we all get the same training. And we're all really interested in the field, too. So when you're interested in it, you naturally want to learn more about it. So...
And we have a newsletter, uh-huh. and which Leslie sometimes does our newsletter. And then we also have these magazines in the store, and they have really great articles in them. And I actually enjoy reading them. So we do some of our continuing education that way in just keeping up to date on those new articles.
Now, your knowledge from when you started to now, Did you have nutritional knowledge when you started, or has it all been a lot of it on
I did
on hand?
Not, personally. I didn't
not
really
much.
Know anything. I just happened to know the owners.
Okay.
She said, come work for me. So I did, and then I was like...
I happened to know the owner,
you walk
too.
Into a health food store the first time, and it's so much, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'll never learn all this. But if you're interested, you learn fast.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So you said you're broken up in all these different pies. How's your frozen section? Is that a big, small part?
That's a small part.
It's a very small part. We don't carry a whole lot of groceries anymore just because a lot of the other chain grocery stores have picked up on health foods now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, they're not just selling Raisin Bran. They're selling, you know, natural brands of mm-hmm. Raisin Bran. So we kind of really scaled back on our food and concentrate more on supplements.
Okay. So how about... So the produce part of it, you're not selling, you don't deal with any kind of produce, but you do buy produce for your smoothies, don't you?
We actually locally source our produce from Produce Depot in St. John. It's all organic. We get deliveries twice a week, and we use a lot of produce in our juice bars. Our juice bars are busy.
So let's talk about the juice bars. Are they really, I mean, how many... Has it become a big percentage of the business? Has it kind of started taking over? Like you feel like you should shut the rest down and just do juice bars?
No, we would never do that. But it's a giant chunk at Miraville. Our juice bar
yeah,
is
you guys
busy.
Super busy.
From open to, you know, till we close the juice bar at night, we're busy.
We have a really cool thing going on called Happy Hour from 12 to 1. You can get a half price smoothie or juice
now,
Monday through Friday.
Nice.
And what time? I know. And what time do you open?
We open at 9.
At 9 o'clock in the morning, and you got people waiting.
A lot of times.
Sometimes
we do.
Yeah.
Wow. So, what's your address?
We're at 411 West 81st, which is in Ross Plaza in Miraville, where the Wendy's is at, kind of right across from Meijer on 30.
Is it over by the Verizon?
We're right by the Verizon store.
Okay, yeah.
And then the Highland store.
Well, Sharon knows
store,
where it's at, and I'm she's going. From Illinois. She already knew where
I
that was
I try to
at.
Keep that undercover, but that's okay. No, yeah, I am. I'm from Illinois, the suburbs of Chicago, just
okay.
outside. But I do know where the Verizon store is. I've been in that Verizon store. That's a nice plaza
oh,
there.
Come see me.
Yeah, I will.
Lauren, where are you at?
I can't think of the number.
Portaloo.
Well, I know. I was going to say the address, and I can't think of it.
It's 2130.
Thank you. 2130, 45th Street in Highland in Portaloo, in the section with the UPS store.
Okay. So you guys, now with the smoothies, you guys do any kind of curbside or anything like that, or is it all got away from that and now everybody kind of comes in?
We can. I mean,
okay.
Yeah, whatever you're comfortable with, we will totally bring out your smoothies to you.
Well, you brought us some smoothies.
We did.
We sure did.
And they're all tasty.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I've tried two of them. What'd you bring, like five?
I brought four.
Okay. Four? And, yeah, I'd like you to tell us about them.
I brought an immune booster because that's one of our biggest sellers right now. That one's got carrot, ginger, garlic.
An apple, I think.
An apple.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
I like this one, monkey butter.
That's a popular one,
That's a really
one
popular
too.
One.
What's in it?
I have no monkeys. But, Lauren, tell
me. Well, that's like a dairy-free and nut-free one for, you know, kind of made in with allergy people in mind. So it's almond milk, sun butter, bananas, and a non-dairy ice cream.
What's Rice Dream?
It's a rice-based ice cream.
Really?
Yeah, and the sun butter is actually from sunflower seeds and not peanuts.
Okay, and then the almond milk. And what else did you bring us over there? The one I liked the most was the, which it's all gone, was the one with the protein in there.
Oh, that was an Over the Rainbow.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's the red one?
That's my kid's favorite.
Is it?
That's amazing.
That one's just got a little bit of everything in it, and then we put some vanilla protein in there to kind of make it like a meal replacement.
And what else did you got? You got
There's a Heart Smart. So that one's geared for heart health. It's got some lecithin and some flax oil.
It has.
You've got the menu, Nick.
Yeah, I know. I'm just testing you. I got your scorecard. Like that was A.
Dark berries.
Check.
It's full of dark berries.
Antioxidants. Good for the heart.
I see you got the fat burner. Almond milk.
That's
we
super
sell
popular.
A lot of fat burners.
Yeah, and peaches. That's peaches and cream like kind
that.
Of flavor.
Now, how does that burn your fat?
There's flax oil in there. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, healthy fats to help you burn fat. And then there's protein, too, so it helps curb the appetite.
Okay, so what's vanilla kefir?
Vanilla kefir is like similar to yogurt, but it's like a pourable yogurt. So you've got those probiotics are naturally occurring in there.
The Heart Smart one is nice. I see now blueberry, pomegranate juice, strawberries, blueberries.
Are you supposed to have these in place of a meal or in with a meal?
You can.
Okay.
Yeah, we add a scoop of protein in there, and usually you're full.
Okay.
That's a good meal replacement.
So the whole point of these are to curb your appetite.
Not necessarily. There's some that are geared for that, but like the fresh juices, like the Ginger Zinger and the Immune Booster, it's like a liquid vitamin. It hits your system like super fast. So you can actually, like the Green Surprise, a lot of people say it's like a shot of energy.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
How about anything that you got things that's the Green Surprise would be something that would kind of perk you up?
Yeah, I think I brought that last time mm-hmm. and you really liked that one too. Mm-hmm. It's got kale and spinach and carrots and apples and ginger and all that stuff.
That sounds delicious. Do you have anything like that can help sharpen your mind? You know, sometimes I walk into a room and I forget why I walked into the room to get something. Why did I come in here? You have anything that'll kind of do that?
Well, not so much in the juice bar, but we do have ginkgo biloba, and bacopa is a good one, too. For
what's the one that's made out of jellyfish?
That's called Prevagen, and we don't really carry that one anymore because everybody else brought it in. We had it before anybody had it. Mm-hmm. But now you can get it everywhere, so we don't really tend to carry things like that. We like to keep to the specialty stuff.
Yes,
so.
We like to be unique.
Unique? Mm-hmm. So what do you look for when you get these supplements coming through? And, you know, how do you trust their validity of what they're doing? I mean, is it what you read on? Is there special labels that people should look at? Because they're not all the same. And I've seen some of these things on, like, NPR on Channel 56. They've had things where people are making vitamins at their own table.
Yeah, they are.
And they send it out, and people are buying, and it's like ruining their livers uh-huh. or ruining the...
Sure.
You know, myself, there's really one brand I go for the fish oil, because it mm-hmm. never bothers me. I'm not going to say it in the air. But how do you guys determine what has some validity and what's going to work? And
yeah, is there like an accreditation?
Right. What should people look for?
Well, we like to say we do the research so you don't have to. So anything that you come into our stores to purchase, we've done all of the research. We know where it was grown, where it was fished from, how it was processed, how it was shipped, how it was packaged. We study all of that before we bring a product into our stores.
Lauren, have you tried every supplement there is? Just to see what it tastes like? Even though you swallow them?
Not every supplement, but I have a large collection.
Well, let's hear your personal cocktail of supplements that you take probably every morning?
Well, I've been doing a lot of immune stuff. Mm-hmm. So vitamin D, vitamin C, quercetin, zinc, elderberry, mushrooms. I also take a calcium, like a CalMag.
When
supplement.
You say mushrooms,
mm-hmm.
is it a pill?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's... And why mushroom? I mean, are they magical or something?
They're medicinal.
Oh.
Yeah, mushrooms are really good for...
They're great for the immune system.
Are they really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Leslie, you have your own little concoction that you do? Or you stick to your basic four that you were talking about?
Well, every morning it's vitamin D, and it's vitamin C, and it's the quercetin. And I also take... The Elder Power that I brought.
Yeah, okay.
Shot of Elder Power every single morning, and I don't miss it.
Mm-hmm.
I never miss that. If I don't take anything else, I'm taking a shot of Elder Power.
Did you try it, Sharon? Elder Powder?
Elder Power is made locally. It's a local company, but it's elderberry juice. Well, elderberry syrup, I guess it's called.
You know what, Sharon?
Okay, I'll try it.
And yeah, it's
in
that little bottle there, in the little brown jug.
Okay, let me go.
I don't want you blowing into it and playing any kind of ooh, ooh, ooh. No.
When it's empty.
But you know, it's really
I'll tell
good.
You what, I've tried to make my own elderberry syrup, and it does not compare to the Elder Power. It's so good.
Who brings that in? What brand is that? What company?
Sundance Botanicals.
Now, I tasted it.
And she's local.
She's local. And I was saying to Leslie just before when you were lost trying to find your way into the studio, that is actually something you could add to a pastry. And Leslie said people put it on ice cream.
People put it in their smoothies at the juice bar.
So that doesn't affect it? I mean, like a shot is a shot.
A shot is a shot.
Mm-hmm. And how does that help you? I mean, it's very tasty.
Yeah, elderberries are like antiviral. Right?
We call them a nature's flu shot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It kind of makes the virus or the cell slippery so that the virus can't attach. So if the virus can't attach, it can't replicate. Your immune system can attack it and kill it before it can replicate. So elderberry is very important right now for anybody who's cold, flu, COVID, want to protect themselves. Elderberry is huge.
It's something I never knew about.
Folks,
now we do. Folks, 769-9577. 769-9577. We have Lauren and Leslie here from Balm's Natural Foods. Lauren's out of Highland. Leslie's out of Merrillville. And they have gift cards. And as you've been listening, they have a ton of knowledge. And that's what's good about Balm's Natural Foods. When you walk in, it's not like going into your department store where you go down an aisle and you look at all these vitamins and stuff, and they might have a pamphlet for you, or you're on your phone trying to figure it out. No, you actually have real people giving you advice. And that's what I want to get to. Somebody comes up and says, I'm going to get this, this, and this, and you start talking to them. Do you sway them in other ways? Not as a salesman, as for health-wise.
Well, we're going to probably ask you some questions about, like, well, why are you taking this, or... how are you feeling today? And we might, you know, lead you in a certain direction in that aspect.
You know, we don't want people taking things that are going to be bad for them either.
Mm-hmm.
How do you spell your last name?
You don't want to double up on a medication and add a bunch of supplements to it,
do you,
too.
Do you have a problem with that, too? Like, you know, you get somebody come in. Like, my father used to take 30-something different medications. I mean... Do you hesitate sometimes and say maybe you need to talk to your, you know, doctor or?
Yeah, if the case Gary? In that kind of case, you might want to speak to a doctor about certain things. Mm-hmm. But adding like a multivitamin, I mean, that's derived from food. Mm-hmm. We're just going to tell you take it 2 hours apart from your medications.
Hmm.
What is the other thing?
We got skincare right now. We got this cold weather, and pretty soon, hopefully, we'll have some nice weather.
Is there different suggestions?
Because you deal with skincare, don't you? You have skin lotions and stuff like that there?
We do. We actually sell a lot of, in Merrillville, coconut oil.
Okay.
And coconut oil is great for the skin. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, just take a little bit, rub it between your hands, and then put it on, and it gives you a nice shine, and it's also really good for the skin. We sell a lot of collagen as well, which mm-hmm. helps the skin from within.
Now, is there one kind of lotion that's good for summer and winter? Or you do you suggest, while it's dry out and there's no humidity, use this? It's going to be hot out, a lot of humidity. Maybe you should put this on.
I mean, I find coconut oil to be a bit oily for the summertime. Like,
okay.
I don't need that level of moisture.
Mm-hmm.
So I would use something lighter in the summer. But okay. for wintertime, that's a, you know, aloe's really good for the skin.
Okay.
And that's also good for sunburns. So you want that for sure in the summer.
Is there any kind of lotion you would not put on in the summertime that might create a sizzling effect on your skin? Like bacon or something.
Coconut oil. You can fry it. You can put it on your skin and fry your skin. It just depends. You know,
yeah.
Summertime, a lot of people like to use an SPF.
Okay.
But an SPF also blocks your vitamin D.
Okay.
So you kind of have to watch that. If you're going to put on an SPF, they say put it on before you go outside. I say differently. I say go outside, half hour later come in and
put
it
on
your SPF.
So
you gain some.
So you get a little bit of vitamin D.
Yeah, something natural.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who do you got on the phone that wants, somebody wants some vitamin D? I know.
Yeah, Marjorie from Gary.
Marjorie, how are you?
Hi, Marjorie.
Hi, how are you guys doing? I'm excited to talk with you. I've never been in Balms before, but you're an old time. I mean, I've heard your name a million times, but I'd never seen you where you were. So now I have your addresses written down, which is
good.
Really cool.
So you have a question for our ladies here?
Yeah, I'm funny. It's like if you put bacon on, you're going to be going, you know, all the dogs are going to love you. You go to the beach and you won't get any peace. Okay. And I'm all for covering up with the vitamin D, and I'm very fair. But, you know, I go out and soak it up on purpose. So I love that you said that. The one thing I would love to just kind of touch base is you're mentioning vitamin D, D3, but you never mentioned K2. So I hope you kind of get into that a little bit, if you would. I know you know what you're doing, but that's one omission that probably you should tell people.
Sure.
Whenever you mention that. But I'm asking one particular question because I was just looking up things, homeopathy. But you guys don't do any. You don't have any connections that way with people who are doing homeopathy.
We do homeopathic remedies.
Cool. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just looking at helping out a asthmatic friend's son, asthmatic. He's young. So I believe you can turn things around. So and I only recently found out asthma is autoimmune. I had no idea. So I kind of dive deep and wide, but looking at elderberry, isn't that Sambuca nigra?
It is.
Okay, so that's what I thought. So that would help. That would help him in one certain type of asthma. I guess you have to kind of look at the triggers and the thing that kind of the alleviation. How someone would alleviate their symptoms. The posturing. I didn't have any clue until the other day, but. So besides the elderberry, I will probably come in and buy the elder power and give it away to somebody else. So this gift has already been given. The gift you're given is going to already get passed on. It's just I'm going to be the conduit.
Well, that's
so
really
I thank
nice.
You for doing it.
So what we're going to send you out that
asthma.
Gift card.
Asthma. What else would you suggest that, you know, for anybody else who has some similar things that asthmatic. Help.
There's some anti-inflammatories like bromelain, quercetin, and vitamin C. That combination together is really good for asthmatics. There's an amino acid called NAC, N-acetylcysteine, that helps to keep the lungs clear. So there are some things. If you come in, we can definitely talk to you about it.
And that's what's nice about them. When you're going to go in there with your gift card that we're going to send to you, and they're going to help you out. You're going to ask them all those questions, and you're going to get it straight from them.
Thank you. And I take a boatload, and for a while I was kind of taking D3 without the K2, and I just said at one point, it's like, man, I got to find someplace, and I got to put that at the top of my list.
And we do have.
And I hope you can.
We do have D with K2. She makes a good point. We're going back to that absorbing thing.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that helps you absorb it.
When you take K2 with vitamin D and calcium, it actually tells the K2 tells the calcium to go to your bones and not into your arteries.
Huh.
Right.
It takes
that. It's a transporter.
It's a transporter, correct.
Mm-hmm.
Marjorie knows her stuff.
Marjorie does know her stuff. Marjorie better come in and
I'm
see
impressed.
Us.
Marjorie, where do you buy a lot of supplements?
I take a boatload of supplements every day, and I've been doing it since I started intermittent fasting when I was looking at possibilities of reversing diabetes for a friend of mine. So love has brought me here completely to my first love. I'm not a doctor, but I was planning on it when I was my son's age, and it just didn't go that direction. So this has brought me full circle to a first love anyway. So
when
look
you
forward to
when
you, with you guys.
When you go and visit Balms, is you're going to go in there and it's going to be like eye candy to you. You're not going to be able to control yourself. Okay?
You
have a great day, okay? We
thank
hope to
you,
hear from you,
you
soon.
I look forward to listening to the rest of it. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye, Marjorie. Have a great day. So do people come in and just say, like me, I got heartburn. How do I control my heartburn? What suggestion you have for that?
Take your digestive enzymes when you eat.
Really? Do you guys ever take any kind of like have heartburn problems or anything like that?
I think as the older that you get, the more you have that problem because the older that you get, you produce less enzymes naturally. Your body will produce them naturally. But that level goes down the older that you get. So that's why you see a lot of people who have digestive upsets.
Yeah. Aloe too, right?
Aloe is great. I was going to say aloe is one I like to keep on hand for any occasional heartburn.
So you're saying if you have a little acid reflux and you shoot down some aloe, that kind of
just
like it soothes a sunburn, it soothes on the inside too. So
how about colon health? What do you guys suggest for that? That's a big one now too.
We have some great colon blends with like aloe again is good. Marshmallow root. Not like marshmallow root. And those are going to help with cooling down the colon, helping some inflammation in the colon, just making things easier to go.
So is there a brand? I mean, I don't know how many different, but is there a brand that we can look at and say, Leslie suggested it, go with it no matter where you see? What brand do you really trust?
Every single one of them that we have in our stores. Honestly.
Really?
Honestly. I take several different brands. Now, between a fish oil, there's two brands I go between, and that's Carlson and Nordic.
Okay.
I switch off.
You know,
that's
big on the fish oil. Because
it's huge.
Because a bad fish oil, you know how it is. People burp it up, and then they say, I don't want to take it no more.
Yeah, they think it's all bad. Yeah.
And it isn't. It's because it's a poor quality. It's spoiled.
That's exactly
it's actually spoiled in the tablet.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It spoils?
Yeah.
It gets rancid.
Yes.
Yeah. I did not know this.
Oh, before we go on, folks, we're down to like maybe 15 minutes. So dial in 769-9577, 769-9577, and join the conversation with Balms Natural Foods out of Merivale and Highland.
So how long should you keep fish oil, and is there an expiration date on it?
There is an expiration date. I keep mine in the refrigerator.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I should have, but I...
And I keep all my oils in the fridge just, you know, to protect them from...
Do you know what one of my favorite brands is?
What?
Our private label brand.
You guys got a private label brand?
Our private label brand is pretty great.
I have a lot of our private label brand.
Robbie likes that.
Yes.
Hi, Robbie. What's trending? What's out there that's really trending? Like, you know, I feel like a few years ago, the probiotic like really started taking off. People were going after that. Is there anything that's you seem like a more of an – I know what's going on.
Collagen is probably still a trendy thing.
That's
really
like,
great for skin health, hair, skin, nails, but also joint and gut health.
Okay. So collagen's good for someone that maybe has thin hair?
Mm-hmm.
When I grew up, my uncle always said, eat a bunch of peanuts and you put hair on your chest. Is that true or not?
My dad says that about everything.
I'm just wondering if it's true or not.
So collagen, like it helps your hair. Does it actually like make your hair follicle like thicker?
Collagen is your building block. It
builds
everything, all your connective tissues. So hair, skin, nails, joint tissue.
Eye health.
Is it, on another topic, is there such thing as a carb blocker?
There is a white kidney bean extract that will help slow down the digestion of carbohydrates.
You ladies must read a lot. You must read a lot. Is there a fragrance? How's this? You guys deal with fragrances. What fragrance would you say you should be throwing through your house a lot?
Thieves. I mean, well, it's called Nature Shield.
Right now, it's an immune blend. It's an antiviral, antibacterial oil blend that helps to keep the air clear in the house.
I know that. Okay, so I'm going to give you another one. So you guys deal with any, like, mechanical tools, and here's what I'm thinking. Like, down in Texas, they're having all this problem. Water, they got to boil. Mm-hmm. You know how they have those straws that you can suck up the
life straws.
Yeah. Do you guys deal with that?
I don't have those in the store, but I think they're really cool because I camp a lot.
Okay.
But
what do they do?
They have a carbon filter in them, so they'll filter that water before you drink it.
Yeah, you can go into a puddle and draw the water, I guess.
What? Really? They're that good?
I don't know about that good, but I mean, I personally haven't really studied them that much, but I think that they're pretty cool technology.
So I've been asking all the questions, so now I'm going to ask you, what kind of speaking events do you have, and how do you deal with them? And you got any coming up, or?
They just kind of fell flat with COVID.
Oh, that's, yeah. You know what? I got a bad memory. Where's that pill at?
Need some ginkgo, right? Is that what it is?
We have done some Zoom, events that, we invite people through our email address. And if you want to get great emails from Bombs Natural Foods, if you're missing the newsletter or you're missing events, get on our email list because I send out great emails every month with coupons and all kinds of stuff in them. But we've done some Zoom.
Will you?
They're not great. They're not easy.
I think they're awkward. Start the in-person events when it's safe to do so?
Absolutely. Can't wait.
Oh, cool.
Can't wait.
So what other services do you offer? You say you do some massage. I'm sure you do air candling, things like that. Do you do all that kind of stuff?
We don't really do ear candling anymore in the store. It's pretty... You got to get pretty close to somebody to do that.
There's another thing.
I know. You got to get with it here, Dick.
I'm just not thinking that way, you know?
But we have an ion cleanse detox that we do.
And what's that?
Basically, it's an ionizer that we put into a pan of water. You put your feet in the water. It ionizes the water, and it's a detox.
Meaning like it just draws all the bad stuff from your body through your feet?
Yeah, pretty much. Pulls out some inflammation. People always feel like their joints feel better afterwards. They have more energy, just getting rid of some of that junk that's collecting in our tissues.
What causes that junk to collect in our tissues? Is it food?
Oh, pollution, smoking,
driving on the highway with cars next to you and exhaust.
Mm-hmm.
Just where we live.
Just aging.
It's all.
How about noise?
Basic wear and tear.
You guys do anything like you have music there to try to soothe people? Do you sell calming tapes and running water and
no? But you know what we do sell a lot of that's great for calming is we have an amino acid called L-theanine. Mm-hmm. In fact, I took a couple before I left the store just because
you guys get free samples.
We do. If you come in, we'll help you out.
What's it called?
It's called L-theanine, and we have that in our own private label, and we sell a ton of it because it works so well. And you can take it as needed. It's not something you have to take every day. But if you're feeling stressed out or, you want to kill somebody or you can't sleep because your mind's going, 10 miles a minute, 100 miles a minute, it kind of shuts that brainwave down. It doesn't make you sleepy. It doesn't make you groggy. It just makes you calm.
Is it ethical to slip it in someone's drink?
It's an amino acid. It would be like making them drink green tea.
It's found in green tea. It's good for focus, too. Kids who can't focus. I used to take it before like a test because it just like calms your mind down, calms your anxiety down, but it also helps you have better focus.
I like that. I'm going to write that down. What's that called again?
L-theanine. T-H-E-A.
N-I-N-E.
Thanks, ladies.
So, you guys deal with, like I said, trends, and you see things on commercial about being healthy. What out there can you tell people that you think is a hoax? Is there anything out you've been seeing on TV or some of these trends, anything out there you think is just hoaxy?
Well, I would tell people to be careful about some scams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're like, call in and get this, and then they like charge your credit card every month, and you get kind of sucked into a scam. I would watch out for that.
Yeah, but there's no supplements that you notice that you're like, I don't think that would work for you. Or I don't think taking it is like taking water. Water's healthier. Nothing like that? I can see your mind's just working.
I haven't come across anything in quite a while like that.
Okay.
No, I really can't answer that question.
Okay.
I know that Goli is a big thing right now, and that's, you know, kind of all over the place and online. And it's apple cider vinegar gummies.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing. That's the thing I've been hearing is apple cider. People say they take shots of it every morning, and it's supposed to help. And
that has more of those enzymes in it.
Is that what that is?
And it's good for digestion, and it can help you, like, burn fat. And if you're getting the good apple cider vinegar.
They say it helps with your stomach, so you don't get.
All of that.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, we're talking about, like, Bragg's apple cider vinegar with the mother. Like, it's the real stuff.
Now, Dad, have you tried any? Have you ever tried the apple
cider?
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Huh. Mm-hmm. So, do you guys have recipes? Do you guys offer recipes?
Not per se, but the last recipe I did was actually for a homemade hand sanitizer.
Oh, hand sanitizer. I was going to say, did you put out the fire cider one, too?
I might have done the fire cider one as well.
Fire cider's a drink you use the apple cider vinegar for, and then you add, like, hot peppers and honey. And
what's the benefit of that?
Immune.
Oh, for the immune system.
Yeah. To wake you up.
Oh, you know.
Garlic and onions.
We just had a caller who wanted me to ask you about an alkaline water scam. Was there a thing? Do you guys know anything about that? Or do you know anything about alkaline water? The person was on the phone.
As I'm sitting here drinking my alkaline water. I'm not sure what they're referencing.
Yeah, I don't know if that was a certain brand out there that was.
I don't know. Yeah.
Do you guys
alkaline water hoax? She said.
Now, do you guys carry waters there?
We do.
Now, is it a whole variety or just a certain brand, or what do you guys stand
behind? We
love
Penta water.
Penta's probably our favorite.
Yeah.
Essentia is another one. We also have a water ionizer at our store.
Okay.
So you can come in and bring your own jugs, and we'll do the different pH levels, whatever you're looking for. We can do our own ionized water in the store.
And it's super purified. It's a very filtered water system.
So you can adjust levels when you're doing it?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the benefits of that? I mean, do people actually come up and say, I want more pH in my water? And why is that?
They do.
Is it more flavor or is it more?
It's good. It's like it oxygenates your cells, and
okay.
People say it gives them more energy, and
it goes through. Maybe you digest it faster,
absorbs faster.
Yeah, huh. It's like more hydrating.
You know,
most people are very acidic, so it helps to alkalize the body. They say disease can't live in an alkaline environment.
Uh huh.
So it helps to help. It helps with arthritis and things like that.
Sharon, it's just crazy how many different. I mean.
I know.
How do you guys? I mean,
I need
it's
to
like,
get a list.
I mean, you got everything from your hair.
You have somebody coming in with a list of their ailments and their health problems, like I have high cholesterol, I'm pre-diabetic, da da da.
I'm taking nothing. I'm taking nothing from the doctor.
And they can, and you can give them stuff that will, like,
all day, every day,
make those numbers go
that's
in the right direction.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Wow.
I know.
And then I don't even have to work out.
Exercise is better for everything.
You hear that?
Yeah, but that is good. Yeah, I love exercise.
I mean, you got a place that goes from your hair
and the endorphin high that
to your nails, to your bones, your eye. What do you got for your sight? Is there stuff except for carrots?
Every part.
Yeah,
every function.
Actually, that Heart Smart that you just drank is really good for vision as well. Any dark berries?
Uh huh.
They're anthocyanins. It's a pigment in the dark berries that. Really help with eyesight.
Good job with that word.
Hey, thanks.
And that orange one, too,
and
with
lutein.
The carrots.
The orange one, carrots, vitamin A, but the orange pigment is really good for vision as well. So a lot of the eye supplements, they actually take a marigold flower extract, and that's what lutein comes from.
Now, Sharon says, you know, there's people that come in and say, I've got all these things. Do you ever... I don't know if you can, but do you have doctors that are all into the vitamins that you say, hey, you might go there? And
absolutely. We have a whole list.
Oh, do you?
We have a lot of doctors that we work with.
So there's a lot of doctors that just deal with, do I want to say holistic ways of doing things without shots and, you know, and stuff like that? I mean,
well, we could help you find a naturopath if that's the way you wanted to go.
That's the word, naturopath.
Mm-hmm. Now, or there's some MDs who are, they'll recommend some maybe holistic treatments, but they would also be able to prescribe you a medication if that's what you need.
You guys do any kind of blood testing there?
We did. We used to.
But you kind of got away from that?
Well, we didn't. It's not that we got away from it. Our gal kind of got away from it, and COVID is kind of the reason for that.
COVID's a bad thing.
It is a very bad thing.
It is.
But you guys,
it's not going to be forever.
You don't want it. I can tell you that.
And you don't want it, so come in and see us and get what you're supposed to be taking.
You know what? We mentioned NAC, the N-acetylcysteine, and I just read an article that's helpful for people who have that long haulers.
Yeah.
After the COVID.
Where it just stays with you.
Yeah, very good for the respiratory system.
What is this?
The N-acetylcysteine for people who have that long haulers.
I'll leave this with you, Sharon. It's on here.
Thanks.
So we have people who are dealing with that, and we'd like to help them out with that too. But the NAC is really, really good for the lung health, the respiratory health. Antioxidants is great if you've got any heart issues afterwards. What is the other issue? Lightheadedness.
Yeah.
Brain fog.
Fatigue, brain fog.
Yeah. Aches, stuff like
that. Aches.
Fatigue was a big one.
Yeah. Taking your anti-inflammatories like the turmeric, those are very good to do for that.
Well, we're down to our last minute and a half. So Leslie,
that flew by.
It always flies by.
It did.
And I always enjoy this show because we talk about food all the time, but I like to talk about health too. I like to find out what can make me feel better.
Well, our nutrients come from food.
Yep. So you got the last word between you and Lauren. What do you got to say out there to the public?
Bombs is open 7 days a week. We have the juice bar open 7 days a week. The juice bar closes an hour before we do. We're there Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. We close at 7 p.m. Saturdays we close at 6. Sundays we're 11 to 5. Call us if you need any information or go on our website. Sign up for our emails. We have great emails.
Do you have any kind of loyalty points or anything like that?
We have a frequent buyer card. So, it's a loyalty program.
Okay. Phone number there at Merrillville?
769-3140.
And Lauren?
922-1050.
All right. Well, Sharon, another hour went by lickety split.
I can't even split in the can.
In the can, as they say in the radio business. And we want to thank the ladies from Bombs Natural Foods for joining us here today.
Hey, thanks for having us again.
Oh, thanks for being here. I mean, they're busy. They took time out of their day to come and visit us here at the studio live. So, again, folks, you need to visit Bombs Natural Food. We have a location in Highland. There's a location in Merrillville. And when you go to Merrillville, you're going to ask for Leslie. And when you go to Highland, you're going to ask for Lauren. And you know what? They'll be able to give you advice and show you around and show you the healthy way of doing things. Again, I want to thank everyone for joining us here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. Sharon, thanks again for sitting in. I know next week you're going to be off. We're going to have Jose here.
And they'll be back the following week.
And you're always going to be back the following week. Me and you together.
Yeah.
So I want to wish the Crown Point girls basketball team luck. They need a win to get over to state. We're going to get to some snow this weekend, so everyone be safe on the road. Everyone be safe when they're shoveling. Everyone should be making a snowman and enjoying the weather because it's going to get warmer soon. Everyone have a great weekend. Be safe. And Yasu!